The Smokies were triple angry this night. The terrace vibrated constantly beneath the soles of Ryan's boots, not so far as he could tell from earthquakes, but from the shattering, unceasing violence of the eruptions. The rumble was like the sound of big engines revving nearby, and the occasional blast sounded like a grin going off right down the block. A sort of fiery haze enveloped both peaks, sometimes shot through with flashes of light, terribly intense. A fine ash, sulfur reeking, floated on the breeze, brushing Ryan's face like clouds of gnats, sticking to hair and skin.
Don Tenorio, you've been a good host. But by that token, I reckon I owe it to you to give it to you straight and not walk all around the muzzle before going for the trigger. Don Hector's right.
Don Tenorio turned from the railing. His rather sharp features now looked to have been chiseled from stone by a rude, hasty hand, as if he were an idol of an unfriendly god.
It'll take all you've got to beat back these Chichimecs. It'll take unity of action, of command. If that means giving in to what Hector wants, well, that's the price that's asked for holding on to what you have. Maybe even your lives.
The Alcalde's dark eyes flashed. Here's where we see how thin a Baron's gratitude really stretches, Ryan thought. He knew he was risking all their lives, but his companions had all agreed he owed Tenorio the truth. He didn't like the idea of trying to lie to the man. That much was sure.
So, this is what it comes to. The wise white men from the north come to tell the simple brown man how things will be.
All Ryan could think to do was to paraphrase what Mildred had said to Hector at the training grounds that afternoon.
Well, Don Tenorio, we're not all men, and we're not all white.
Forgive me, my friend. I always beg my people to speak only the truth to me without... that is a sugar-coating. Of course, they promise to do so. Of course, that is not the way it happens. I am unaccustomed to such directness. You are a brave man, Don Ryan.
That or triple stoop. And that is one thing you are not. Still, no more am I. And I still believe that you're wrong.
First, we would prove very difficult to dislodge from the city, by the Chichimecs or, should it come to that, by Don Hector's forces.
I realize that. But like JB says, making them dig you out building by building, room by room, is just a form of dying slow.
Perhaps. But the Chichimecs are raiders, customarily so, classically so. Theirs is not the persisting strategy. It is their way to strike, seize what they can carry, and leave. On that basis, we alone could simply wait them out if we must.
I hear what you're saying, Baron. But these Chichimecs don't act like they're here for just a smash-and-grab job. They act like they're fixing to stay. Looks to me a lot more like a migration than a raid.
The small man turned back and gripped the railing hard. Ryan could see the muscles of his shoulders hunch through the thin linen of his shirt.
I fear you are correct. They are driven by hunger, by greed, and by religious fanaticism. And those are harsh, relentless masters. And they are many, far more than I would have thought possible. The lands to the north must be depopulated save for the women and children, and those too old to travel.
The Baron stood staring into the night. After a moment, Ryan walked soft-footed to the table where various refreshments had been laid out by Maria. They were alone on the terrace. Don Tenorio didn't prepare or serve his own food, nor sweep his own floors, but he didn't like to be waited on hand and foot. He couldn't bear to have servants hovering around, although when he worked, he tended to keep a stream of eager young aides hopping to various tasks and taking down notes. The ash made the white tablecloth look as if it had been sprinkled with pepper. Ryan refilled his ceramic mug with a punch blended from several juices, not all of them familiar. No alcohol for him this night. He needed as clear a head as possible.
When we came out here, I made quite sure that everyone understood that while our mission was one of peace and hope and life, we must be prepared to fight, to kill or die for what we made here. Otherwise, we would have nothing at all. And we have had to defend what is ours. There have been raids, attacks, treacheries, not, I must say, from Don Hector. Not until recently. For a time, indeed, he was a stabilizing influence on the valley, and most welcome. Banditry declined as he rose. I must say that much for his methods. So we, and I still believe it is true of most of us, we understand the paradox that to keep anything, We must be prepared to risk all without hesitation. We will fight if we must. For all that we prosper, we have not yet grown soft, because every day is a fight for survival against the dangers of the city. But let me explain it to you in this way. I have no children of my own body. I cannot. And I suspect you cannot know how devastating such a fact, such an omission is for a man of this land. It means that in a true and real sense, I am something less than a man. But that is how it is. I will not say that the people of the city are my children. That would be obscenely patronizing. I will say that what I would leave behind as my legacy is a better life for our children, the children of the city. Unending war is no such legacy, even if we someday win. What I would gladly do is welcome everyone, the people of the valley, the Chichimecs, even the poor so-called witches. You've seen the size of the city, the magnitude of the task involved in reclaiming it, rebuilding it. Not all the people of the valley, humans and mutants alike, could finish the task in my lifetime. But I know that will not happen. We must fight the Chichimecs. We must rout them.
Which brings us full circle, back to Hector.
Back to Hector. He is a far better war leader than I. I respect and honor him for it. I am willing to do what I can to help, and most of my people are as well.
Then why not give him what he wants?
Because he will not be content with our assistance, with mere alliance. He insists on having power over us. I cannot for the life of me comprehend why, but I do know this. My people will not accept the burdens he would lay upon us. You saw today, I believe, what I am speaking of. And so now, you can perhaps see why I was sharp with you before. Unforgivable a breach of hospitality, though it may be. I can neither deny Don Hector, nor give him what he wants.
What the? Ryan looked wildly up at the sky. What seemed to be huge but not very bright shooting stars were passing overhead, trailing smoke. One of them struck the building right behind Don Tenorio's headquarters with a flash and breaking of glass. The small gray man didn't even flinch, and Ryan was rad-blasted if he would show less stone than a bookworm of a merchant.
Fireblast! What's going on?
Tononcin's tears, we call them. The tears of our ancient Earth goddess. More prosaically, they are bombs thrown out by the volcanoes.
They throw them this far?
Rarely, but yes, as you could see.
Light spilled onto the terrace as the door was flung open. Ryan's companion spilled out, blasters in hand, staring around with wild eyes, led by JB and his trusted Smith & Wesson M4000 shotgun.
What in the name of everything nuke blasted is going on? Are we being shelled?
Lava bombs from the Smokies.
Dear God. It looks like somebody pried the lid off hell. Shit, Ryan. If they'd been going off like that when we were leaving, when we came across the mountains, we'd never have made it.
JB put his arm around Mildred's shoulders. She pressed her face into the hollow of his. Christy was at Ryan's side. She alone held no weapon. Her eyes were calm, but her hair stirred around her shoulders as if agitated.
You knew it wasn't an attack, didn't you, Christy?
I could feel it.
You are most finely attuned to the forces of the Earth, are you not, Señorita Roth? If you will forgive my asking.
I am, you might say, bound to Gaia, to the forces of the Earth. I draw strength from them.
My people already are saying you are touched by the Lady of the Valley.
I'm only tuned to the forces of the Earth, Don Tenorio. Nothing more.
As may be. You are clearly a woman of remarkable power. Even I, who have small feel for such matters, can sense that. Now, if you will excuse me, my friends, we can all hope the worst fury of the eruption is spent, so we can rest.
Don Tenorio started to the door. When he reached it, he stopped and turned back.
One thing, Señorita. This land is not altogether like your Deathlands to the north, where I understand people have largely turned their backs upon religion. Many of the old beliefs remain strong within the valley, stronger in some places than in others. In future, you might be wise to be as discreet as possible about the strength of your connection to the Earth Spirit, however you call it. There are those who might fear such power, those who might envy it, and those who might try to use it. Now, I bid you all good night.
Now what in thunder do you suppose he meant by that? That somebody might try to use Christie's power?
I hope, somehow, we never find that out, John Barrymore.